With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The joint U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran continue. Explosions were heard in Tehran this morning. There have been missile strikes across the Middle East after the killing of Iran's supreme leader. A huge blast rocked Tehran early this morning as Israel said it was targeting the city's center. Iran fired missiles and drones at Israel and U.S. sites in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar. Dr. Nikan Khatibi, an Iranian-American activist and former Trump appointee, reacts to the death of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
After 47 years, the Iranian people have a chance for self-determination. They're ready for some freedom, separation of church and state, and they're ready to get rid of this occupied regime, terroristic organization that's really suppressed them, executed their loved ones and family members, and more importantly, taken their God-given right to an opportunity for a good life.
Dr. Khatibi made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says the latest data proves that President Trump's economic policies are working.
If you look at median family income, people in the middle, in Trump's first year in office, it was up $2,400 last year. That's after inflation. That's a pretty nice gain. And then you add to that the $1,600 people are saving on their taxes. You're talking about a $3,000 or $4,000 increase in their ability to buy things.
He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network as well. Afghanistan says it has thwarted an attempted Pakistani airstrike on Bagram Air Base, the former U.S. military bases north of Kabul. Cross-border fighting between Pakistan and Afghanistan is at its most severe between the two neighbors for years. This is SRN News. The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said, quote, "The state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. We are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric." Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. He says lawmakers need to expand the capabilities of the FBI and other law enforcement agencies so they can counter domestic terrorism more effectively. The JFNA also wants social media companies held accountable for platforming anti-Semites. The World Council of Churches condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed last month. WCC General Secretary Jerry Pillay says, quote, "These ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity, and the sanctity of life." This is SRN News. Elon Musk shut down unauthorized Russian access to Starlink in early February, Ukraine's request causing a sharp drop in the number and accuracy of Russian attacks. Correspondent Keith Peters has more.
The move created battlefield confusion among Russian forces, enabled Ukrainian cyber operations to exploit the disruption, and left Russia scrambling for less effective communication alternatives. Ukraine's defense minister had appealed directly to Musk, leading to a whitelist for Ukrainian terminals and denial of service to Russian units.
Russian soldiers reported total loss of internet connectivity. The Louvre Museum, home of the Mona Lisa, has a new director. Art historian Christoph Larabalt, a veteran museum director, has been chosen to steer the world's largest museum out of its current crisis. He takes over from outgoing Louvre director Lawrence Descartes, who resigned 4 months after the heist that stole the French crown jewels. This is SRN News.